A posthumous brain examination of former New England Patriots tight end 27-year-old Aaron Hernandez revealed a severe form of the degenerative brain disease CTE. In April, Hernandez committed suicide in prison where he was serving a life sentence for murder. His family has donated his brain to Boston University's CTE Center. They are now suing the New England Patriots and the NFL. Joining me from New York City to talk about this is Ken Belson, who covers the NFL for the New York Times. Ken, welcome back to On Point. Thanks for being here.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
So tell us what was discovered in the brain of Aaron Hernandez.
The doctors and researchers at Boston University took samples of his brain and found a very severe form of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is a degenerative brain disease that's been linked to repeated head hits, both in football players and other athletes and also soldiers. What was particularly stunning is that the severity of it in somebody who was only 27 years old, level of destruction in his brain, the doctors and researchers said, was more consistent with somebody who had a median age of 67, so somebody almost 40 years older. That was probably the most stunning finding, was the level of severity of the brain disease in Hernandez. From there, it's hard to go much further, since we don't know the cause of any of it is still very much up in the air, and we certainly can't make judgments about whether his behavior, in the involvement in the murder of his former friend, and even off the field in bar fights and other things he did, was at all directly related to the CTE, but there's a lot of inference, and I think that's what is warranting more study, I think.
Well, talk about that a little bit. What are the symptoms of chronic traumatic encephalopathy?
According to the doctors at BU, they've come up with a sort of a four-stage model, four being the most severe versions of the disease and one being the least severe. And it's everything from memory loss to full-blown dementia, impulse control, a lack of ability to organize your life, what they call executive function, cognitive problems, problem-solving. So it's a range of things. Aggression is another defining characteristic or one of the symptoms. How much of all of those things you have kind of depends, on the severity of the disease and obviously other things too. I mean, some people who have been found with CTE also had Parkinson's or ALS or other things, so that may contribute to it as well. There's a very little understood connection to, say, the use of steroids and other things you might have done during your life. So it's very hard to draw a straight line there. But the behavior exhibited by the people who've been found to have CTE, these are many of the symptoms that they found in them, is memory loss and impulse control and so on.
The family of Aaron Hernandez donated his brain to the Boston University CTE Center. They are taking legal action now. Tell us about that.
Yes, his lawyer, Aaron Hernandez's lawyer in the most recent trial, sued both the Patriots and the NFL on behalf of Aaron Hernandez's daughter for what they call parental consortium, basically the loss of income of his parent. And it alleges that the NFL and the Patriots knew about the dangers of repeated head hits and didn't prevent or at least properly inform Aaron of that risk. Frankly, a lot of lawsuits have alleged this, and most of them don't go anywhere because players who there are many different reasons, one of which is the league typically argues that what you did during your playing days is not governed by the courts. It's governed by the labor agreement that the players are part of, and therefore it goes to an arbitrator, not a court. And the judges have many courts have agreed with that logic. The other is, how do you determine whether a concussion he got as a Patriot led to his behavior versus a concussion he might have received in high school or college or some other setting? Mm-hmm. And so that causation issue is really critical. It's very hard to prove, right? Because most concussions, how do you know any one concussion led to something, especially if you've had many of them? And how do you know whether there's a direct line from some bar fight, say, and a concussion he got, say, a week before or a year before? And most concussions actually aren't even documented with any specificity.
And yet, the NFL's $1 billion settlement happened just a few years ago with former players and their families around this issue. Remind us about that.
Yes, so that settlement, which, you know, I guess it's fair to say it was a landmark settlement because the league agreed to pay players with severe neurological problems a lot of money over many years, retired players only, but it basically did so that there was no discovery, and it stopped basically the pursuit of the league's culpability, and they essentially sort of reached a settlement to try and make the problem go away. They also protected themselves in the future from future lawsuits, which is to say all retired players or players retired by April of 2014 can no longer sue the NFL on this issue. And that's going to make that's an interesting case because it's unclear whether Aaron Hernandez was actually retired in 2014, even though he was on trial. So he may still have been, quote unquote, an active player and therefore, you know, would be out of this settlement. If he had retired by that point, he may be eligible for benefits or his family would be anyway.
What was most interesting, Ken, just in a minute we have left here, what was most interesting to me was back to the Boston University CTE study, their center, 110 of the 111 brains of former NFL players donated to that center had CTE.
Yes, the main flaw in that study is that it's been a roughly self-selecting group of families that have donated the brains, and so they kind of knew their dads and husbands had emotional and cognitive issues, and therefore they donated the brains on the suspicion that they might have had CTE. Having said all that, if you run the numbers, it's a remarkable percentage of players now who have died during that period have been found to have CTE, so the order of 9%. So it may be, in fact, much higher, the number of players that have CTE but just don't donate their brains.
Well, Ken Belson, NFL reporter for The New York Times, we really appreciate your time and coming in to tell us about these new findings. Thanks very much, Ken.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.